When Union and Confederate sympathizers threatened to take this banker's money, he did what any logical person would do. He dressed as a woman and began transporting the cash underneath his skirt to secret locations where it could be safely kept until the end of the war. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. As B.J. Alderman describes, during the Civil War, even a bank wasn't a safe place to keep one's money.
Banks across the state were in peril of being looted.
David Waldo owned a bank in the Kansas City area and did not want his customers' money to fall into the hands of either side.
In order for David to keep his own fortune and his clients' fortunes intact, he dressed up as a woman in big skirts.
With the help of another man, who was actually dressed as a man, those big skirts allowed David to conceal the bank's deposits. So David
hid the bags under his skirts and took bags to his property. And he had wells, and they hid that money in those wells.
The plan worked perfectly until October of 1864. When the Battle of Westport was fought along the Kansas-Missouri border.
It was noted in several places that the troops fought like madmen at the wells to gain control of the water. This would be farther north than his land.
The battle moved south toward Waldo's land, where thirsty troops would have discovered the money in his wells. But at the last moment, the troops turned east, away from the hidden treasure.
After the war, he retrieved that money from the wells and put it back in his bank, and he remained a banker until 1878, when actually his bank failed.
Traveling the countryside in the neighborhood of Waldo Junction, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.